Hi everyone, this is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today we have Dr. Sengal with us. He uses a train analogy to explain lymphedema. Dr. Sengal is the Director of the Lymphatic Center at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and an Associate Professor at Harvard Medical School.
I'm going to talk to you about what my five-year-old and I love to talk about every day, and that's trains. And I really love this analogy. It's by no means meant to share to belittle the knowledge of the audience or anybody. This is a concept I use all the time, even when we're in our research groups, to think about new concepts. So it's something that I found is very powerful. And I'll tell you actually what we've done with this very concept over the last few months. But what I tell a patient, let's say a patient comes in with left upper extremity lymphedema, I say, let's pretend your heart's the biggest train station in the world. And let's say it's Grand Central Station. And every morning, a big red train leaves that station. It's chock full of passengers, and every passenger has a seat on that train. And let's say you have a red train dedicated to every extremity of your body. So let's just focus on the red train dedicated to the left arm. The red train takes off early in the morning, makes its way to the left armpit, starts to drop off passengers, continues to do that until you hit the end of the line, the tips of the fingers, at which point all the passengers are off the train. 5 o'clock whistle hits, everyone wants to go home. Two trains come home, a blue train and a yellow train. The key concept to understand is both blue and yellow trains need to be working, and they need to be on time for there to be enough seats for all those morning passengers to get home. 5 o'clock whistle hits, blue and yellow start at the end of the line, they work their back, everything's working great. You never even knew you had trains in your body. And the analogy here, again, probably doesn't need much of an introduction for many, but the analogy here is that red train leaving Grand Central. Grand Central is the heart. The red trains are your arteries. And the trains coming home are your veins and your lymphatics. Now, what I would tell this patient who comes in with left upper extremity lymphedema is I say, let's focus in on that yellow train. That's your lymphatic train. It's making its way home, and then something happens. The train comes off the track. And we're going to talk about what causes the train to come off the track a little later. But what happens, and we've all been there, we missed our train, plane, or bus. This is what we do. Just kind of hunker down, and we wait for the next mode of transportation. Usually, we don't make a big deal of things. However, if that Delta agent came out and said, there is not another plane, you might do this. You might ride. You might get angry. And that is actually what happens in lymphedema, is you can have stranded passengers. They can be sitting there for months, sometimes years. Eventually they riot. When they riot, that is your symptoms of lymphedema.
Thank you, Dr. Sengal. That was a great way to understand about both the lymphatic system and lymphedema. And to you, our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lymphedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.
Hi there, this is Catherine Sayo with a very quick an exciting announcement. Just to let you know, our three-day event, Heart to Heart, is coming up March 31st, April 1 and 2. Make sure you don't miss it. We have speakers coming from all over the world and an amazing schedule for interaction with all of the community. It's going to be spectacular. Go to lipedema-simplified.org. And be sure to click the link to get more information. And we'll see you there.